There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is Shiny Geek.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con podcast, the podcast where 50 Dragon Con days happen, and we do it with our friends over at Dragon Con and do things Dragon Con related with posts and whatnot. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, how you doing? What you drinking?
I am drinking something that is called a peach patch, which is Firefly peach vodka and Firefly peach tea vodka, excuse me, and Midori.
How do you like the Firefly tea series vodka?
It depends. I like the plain and I like the peach. I'm not a big fan of the lemon and I'm not a big fan of the mint.
I
like the peach one. The peach one a lot.
I'm not a big fan of the tea one. I actually found that I have to mix it down for it to be.
Really?
Yeah. There's something about the taste of it that it just puts me off a bit.
Well, I do find this one, actually, my husband is not a tea fan. So I made this and he had one and I had one. And he was like, it doesn't taste too much like tea. The Midori kind of kills that tea taste. So it's okay.
Well,
so it's kind of peach melon-y.
And maybe one of the reasons why you're drinking is to calm yourself down from an announcement that was made today.
Oh, my God. First of all, I want to thank Jamie, who is the, second co-director, whatever term they use over there at Stargate Multiverse, because he texted me special. This afternoon while I was at work, I got a text, and it said, you need to go right now onto the Dragon Con site, and I did, and we have Richard Dean Anderson. Yes, that is MacGyver, that is Captain Jack O'Neill, coming to Dragon Con, and that is pretty damned awesome, because he's amazing. So that's really cool. Oh my God.
Now, this isn't his first time, though, right?
This is his first time.
Oh, it is.
I do not know of him ever being at Dragon Con before. If he's been at Dragon Con before, I'd love to know. But I don't know that he's ever really done a whole lot of cons. So let's all kind of be nice and not try to scare him. Not try to scare the poor man.
His photo they have up on the Facebook page is sort of frightening.
It's a very serious photo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got the.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty ooh.
It almost looks like he's got those fake, what do you call it, contacts in, the monster contacts or whatever.
Not really. He's just being serious. It's serious.
But it does.
Actor
I mean,
face.
Because look, the lighting that came off the camera.
It's serious kinda... actor face.
Okay. Okay.
You know he's in my top 10, and I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. I was going to ask, is he in your top 10?
Totally in my top 10, yes. I'm sorry. He's 6 feet tall, and he's gray. He's got gray hair. He's in my top 10.
That's your only requirement?
Not my only requirement, but that's kind of one of them. He also loves hockey.
I will give you an update, too, by the way. We're at T-minus 20 days out.
Oh, my God.
And according to hasadambaldwincanceled.tumblr.com, there's a picture of him on there now in his Buy More t-shirt or as a Buy More shirt, and it says, put in your vacation days Adam Baldwin, you got Dragon Con to attend T-minus 20 days
in 20 days. Yeah, right. I gotta say, honestly, I think all of you naysayers might be pleasantly surprised this year.
Well, it's all in good fun, because
I'm not getting there yet. I mean, we're at 20 days, that there a lot can happen up until and even during. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I think it was a few years ago when they announced William Shatner, and it was like the week of Dragon Con.
It was even the week of. And I mean, we've done a lot of times. I mean, especially with big name guests. I mean, Richard Dean Anderson, I would think, especially for Stargate fans, is considered one of those. But if I remember right, and you know what? I think we have somebody on the podcast that can answer this. But if I remember correctly, I think Carrie Fisher last year was announced about 2 or 3 weeks prior to Con. So I'd like to introduce Brandy, who is the Star Wars track director. Matters of the Force or Star Wars. The Star Wars track director, Brandy. So, Brandy, when was Carrie Fisher announced last year?
It was sometime during the summer, for sure. I remember getting really, really excited about it, but I don't remember the exact date. I'm sure I could look on Twitter and find out, but, you know, we had started that Twitter campaign to try to get her to come, so I'm sure that was what sealed the deal for her.
I agree with you. I am sure a Twitter campaign did it. And so, therefore, I would ask all of our followers to start a Twitter campaign to get Mark Harmon to come to DragonCon.
Ooh, that would be really fun. I think I just saw that he's the highest paid actor in the drama this year.
There you go.
So, he might be too expensive for DragonCon.
Again, Twitter campaign, Mark Harmon, please come to DragonCon. Let's just start that now.
Hashtag.
Because, you know, all 12 listeners who listen to this, you know somebody, and they know somebody, and they know... We can get this out on the Twitterverse. Come on. The verse cannot be silenced. Let's go.
So you got Richard Dean Anderson, but again, we did lose Patrick Stewart earlier in the week, so...
We did lose Patrick
Stewart.
It's
kind of a wash for you on your top 10 there.
I do want to say that's actually how my husband greeted me when I came home from work today, which is... you might have lost one of your top 10, but you got another one back on the list. So that's pretty good. I'm going to go with that.
Speaking of guests, Brandy, how many, what guests do you have from Star Wars this year?
We've got Darth Vader himself, David Prowse, who was the man behind the mask, the bodybuilder behind the mask that could probably strangle you without using the Force. Pretty fun. And then we've got our authors. We've got Kevin J. Anderson, Timothy Zahn, Michael Stackpole, who else? Oh, wait, and Aaron Alston, whose book just came out this week, Mercy Kill, his new X-Wing novel. So he's going to have a panel to talk about that on Monday of Dragon Con.
Yeah, and last year was sort of the big year for you, right? Because last year you had Carrie Fisher. That was last year, right? Not the year before?
Right. She was everything we could have imagined she would be. She was wonderful.
Right.
I actually remember when I walked in, because we had a panel right after you guys, and I walked in and I saw her sitting up there, and one of my staff was right beside me, and there's all this like smoke blowing out from her head, and you can see she was smoking. And my panelist looked at me and went, "They're letting her smoke in the hotel?" And I went, "She's Carrie Fisher. She can do whatever she wants." And then later found out that actually those are the electric or whatever cigarettes that actually just give out some steam. So they're not actually cigarettes, but yeah.
Ah, okay.
Right. I thought that was pretty cool.
She walked out for her first panel at Dragon Con because she'd never been before, and just walked directly up on stage and climbed to the middle of the table and just stood there as the fans gave her everything she needed, I guess.
Aww,
she was fiercely entertaining. She needs no introduction, and she doesn't need anybody else on stage but her, because she's that entertaining and the best stories.
Well, she's done a series of one-woman shows anyway. I mean, she's beyond being Princess Leia. She's a author and a poet and a playwright all on her own. I mean, she's got a very storied career.
Right, absolutely. And she didn't disappoint for one minute. She's just hugely entertaining.
Well, something else that worked out really well, Lee was just talking about it before the podcast, before we started recording, was your, what's it called, light speed dating?
Right, yeah. We started that several years ago. Steve Sansweet, who was the head of fan relations for Lucasfilm, was here that year, and he liked it so much he put it at Celebration, which is the big Lucasfilm event, which we're not really happy with Lucasfilm right now, off the record, because they put Celebration the week before DragonCon. And by the week before DragonCon, I mean Celebration ends on Sunday and DragonCon begins on Thursday. So that's kind of hurting Star Wars this year.
Where is
all
it?
Of the
Where is
they don't know why they don't love us.
Where is Celebration held?
It's in Orlando.
Well, so. All they got to do is just take a little trip up, 95, 75, whatever, either of those. We'll get you into Atlanta.
Right. Well, the beautiful thing is, I was talking to the Legion commander of the 501st, the Stormtroopers, and he relayed to me that they're going to have a huge international population this year coming in, and they're staying for Dragon Con. So we're going to have people from all over the world and massive amounts of Stormtroopers. So it should be very, very entertaining at Dragon Con this year.
That's awesome. So, but are you doing the Lightspeed dating again this year?
We are. We've got one of the professors from Georgia Tech is actually trying to write the computer program, even while he's in the Cayman Islands right now. Fans of our track will remember the Super Family who help us out a whole lot with our trivia contest and decorations and themes for the track room. But Super Dad, as we like to call him, is working on the computer program right now to keep us from staying up until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yay!
So we had probably 150 people last year. We took breaks every 50 people, I think. And it was very fun. And it's been very successful. Every year we've had a new couple. And they tend to come back and say, hey, we're still together, which is very fun. And if nothing else, people make new friends and find people to hang out with during the con.
So is it...
that'll be Friday night of Dragon Con at 10 p.m.
Oh, Friday night. Okay, awesome. And whereabouts? What at least currently, what hotel room is that in?
Currently, it is in the Marriott where we used to have the party. Let's see. I believe it's A601 and A602, the atrium level.
Okay.
So it's a plenty big enough room. The party moved.
That is a really big room. That is actually a party room, and that is a really big room, so very good.
Right, yeah. So plenty of air, and we'll have water, so nobody has to yell and scream and get tired this year. Until after Lightspeed dating. But that's their business.
You don't know what they're doing after that. You don't want to know. No.
Well, that's the nice thing about having it on Friday is you've got the rest of con.
Now, let me ask you this. This may be a fairly delicate question, but is it only male, female, or
It has been in the past. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find a way to incorporate every variation thereof, but we're still trying to work out the glitches and the kinks with the just traditional male to female at this point. But we've had a lot of other interests as well, so people come and hang out in the room, and then they meet that way. So it's not quite light speed at that point, but still mingling.
Hey, whatever works. I mean,
absolutely.
Wookiees.
We welcome all kinds of people. So yeah. We're actually going to have a masculinity in Star Wars panel this year. I think we're going to have to talk about the absence of females when you're as the opposite of that, but mm-hmm. It should be an interesting panel. Nonetheless.
Well, Wookiees need love, too.
Absolutely. And droids and, all of the different...
Fully functional droids, in fact. Actually, that's interesting. I know that, Star Trek famously has Data, who is fully functional. Is that true in the Star Wars universe as well? I mean, I haven't read all the books or anything, so other than the movies, I'm not... far into it. So are there droids that are accommodating in that way?
I haven't read all of the novels either, but that would be a topic certainly for the adult themes panel that we have every Sunday at Dragon Con. It's actually going more mainstream this year. Sean and the cast of Sean Castick run that for us, and it just goes in all kinds of random places that you never thought Star Wars would go. It gets a little out of hand, but I believe they're going to take it more just general sci-fi this year instead of just talking about Wookiees and Banthas and droids, etc. So I'll defer to the adult themes panel on that question because I'm not exactly sure, though I'm sure there's fan fiction somewhere.
I'm pretty positive that is true.
Rule 34. Rule 34 right there. All of us know that rule. Yeah.
What do you call those things? Panels. That's what the word I was looking for. What other panels do you got going on this year in the Star Wars track?
Well, of course, we're going to have the costume panels and the Clone Wars panel, because that cartoon is totally taken off and sort of reinvented the entire saga for a new generation, which is really wonderful.
It is. It's awesome.
And it's not just for kids.
Oh, no. Certainly not.
It's very entertaining. We're actually going to have a celebration recovery panel where people can come and talk about the exclusives that Lucasfilm had there and that gave away. And just for people to talk about how much they like Dragon Con because it's so much smaller. So we're looking forward to that. And the New York Jedi are coming down again to run our Saber School and do their exhibition, and we love them. They are going global at this point with lots and lots of press from multiple different newspapers and venues. And we're really excited to see them take off. The most probably questionable panel we've got listed right now, we're having a Save Jar Jar panel. Because as we know, Jar Jar Binks is the most hated, probably, character in the entire saga, possibly in all of fandom. So we're going to argue that maybe Jar Jar's worth saving.
I would argue that Midichlorians are the most hated character, even though they're not really a character.
Probably. Even though they're not really big. A save Jar Jar panel. A save Jar Jar panel. You know, so that's for fun, but I saw an article today that the MMORPG Star Wars game, The Old Republic, is going free.
Yes.
They're going to go where nobody's ever gone before, so that'll be really exciting. But we're going to have an Old Republic panel that's actually going to be with the MMORPG track. So your hardcore gamers will be running that panel. Everybody can go talk about the game and what they love about it and what it's supposed to be. Very groundbreaking. People love it. Love, love, love it. Even people who haven't gotten to play it love it and watch YouTube videos of the gameplay. So,
speaking of games, in the last couple of years, you've had some races. Are you doing those again this year?
We are. Anton Sockley, the sleeping bag race has just taken off, and it's so much fun to watch, and it's absurd that people would jump around on a $100 sleeping bag. But that'll be Sunday at 5:30. And then last year, while we were setting up the Tauntaun race, we started the timer for the pod race for the younglings, where they had boxes and paper plates and every kind of arts and crafts sort of thing we could come up with, so they could make their own little pod racers, and then they raced around the top of Marriott as well on the 10th floor. Perfectly safe, but that was fabulous, and they had the best time. We had, I think, probably 10 or 12 kids make their pods in 30 minutes or less, and the race was just hilarious to watch. So we're really looking forward to that again.
When is that tentatively scheduled for?
Yes, Sunday, 5:30 on the 10th floor of the Marriott.
Awesome.
Sunday, 5:30, 10th floor of the Marriott. Okay. I think my kid will be there, so he loves doing that.
Now, did he do that last year at Lee?
I don't think it was last year he did it. He did it the year before, and he fell, and kind of early on. So he wants to do better now. He's into that.
So. Well, he's bigger, so yeah.
Yeah, he's there you go. He's 13 now. He's 13 now. Come on.
Oh, he loves
the first will be I know. The Force will be with him. I do love the Tauntaun sleeping bag because it has a little lightsaber zipper thing.
They're adorable. And just, I mean, you think that they were just an April Fool's joke, and so many people wanted them that they actually made them. It's fabulous.
I will never forget when we saw it, and I was like, do you want that? And he was like, yes. And I'm like, all right, so we'll think about it, because it was around April Fool's. And I'm like, all right, we'll think about it for your birthday or maybe Christmas or something. Of course, as soon as he leaves the room, because I didn't say, do you want that? I was like, isn't that cool? And he was like, that's the coolest thing ever. And then he left, and I'm looking at my husband. He's like, yeah, all right, birthday. And we put the order in because we didn't realize it was an April Fool's joke. Sorry, didn't realize it. And then I was like, I emailed him, and I was like, I had to tell him the next day that it was an April Fool's joke, and he was crying. I was like, you have made a child cry. And they were like,
that is awful.
I, I want to believe that is the thing that made them say, all right, all right, all right, we'll go try. We'll go try. You have made a child cry, damn it.
Well, the world hates you because those are quality. I mean, one, they can withstand people jumping around hotels in them, but two, they're really, really, really soft and snuggly. They're wonderful sleeping bags.
And they're really big. My child, who is about 5'5", 5'6", right now, fits in it still perfectly fine. Not an issue. So, yes, go get one. They're very cool. Sorry. Totally sidetracked there. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Let me ask you, obviously you're big into Star Wars, but who shot first, Han or Greedo?
Han. Absolutely.
Han.
Hands down. I guess
I'm sorry, I have photograph. I have evidence in my remastered version of DVD of Star Wars that says Greedo shot first.
That's
right.
Because George Lucas can be a boo-boo butt.
Technically, that's canon now, but I like my scoundrel to be a scoundrel.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're doing obviously a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and you're very, very busy in your own track. However, is there anything that you're trying to get out of your track this year to go see that hopefully you'll get a moment or two to go see a guest or another panel in another track?
Well, I will never forgive myself for not getting to see Larry Hagman, especially now that Dallas has been rebooted. So last year I made it to the BSG panel, so this year I am absolutely going to go see Starbucks for the Battlestar Galactica panel.
Yay!
And Gaius Valpar is going to be there too, so I'm totally psyched.
All right, that's awesome. Yeah, we talked, did we talk with someone about that earlier? Lee?
I think so, yes. Oh, God, who?
There's been a lot. There's been a lot of people.
Yes. We've been very chatty this year.
Yes, we have. Whose panel? Oh, American Sci-Fi. That's who that's under.
Duh. Yes, there we go. Duh. Oh, we got it now.
Duh. Anyway, that's who that's. Anything else besides Katie?
Well, I think it's kind of amazing that we've got Alice Cooper coming to Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's really cool. Has anybody mentioned, is he doing a concert or no? I would imagine not.
So.
But, okay.
I didn't see a concert listed, but he should.
Yeah, maybe he'll do a little something.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That would be awesome. Let's see. Lee, you got a question?
No.
No, no question.
No, I'm trying to. I'm sure I do, actually. So, what are, because we're at that part of the podcast, John.
Oh, we
so
are.
If
yes,
you
we
could
are.
Bring, we are. We are. So if you could bring anybody to con, living or dead, but John?
Not zombies, because Lee hates them.
No zombies. I get scared of zombies. But living or dead, who would you love to have at con? And remember, a couple of years ago when we did this, you said Carrie Fisher, and then she showed up. So I'm gonna always say Harrison Ford. Always. But I think that's just wishful thinking. So, on behalf of my dear, dear friend, Paula, who is the biggest Star Wars nut ever, I have to say Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, because
really?
He's been going to conventions for years and years and has yet to meet him. And I'm heartbroken for her because she's that dedicated. She has every Star Wars book ever and half of her house, literally. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, half of her house is all Star Wars, decorated, dedicated, totally dedicated. She's a member of the local fan club here, and she does a lot of work for the track as well. She made our huge quilted Lightspeed Star Wars banner that we hang behind our panelists.
So
I have to say, Skywalker, please, please come to Dragon Con just for Paula.
Has he not been?
He came.
Has he not been?
He came one time.
Okay.
Yeah, years and years and years ago. But he actually came not for Star Wars as much, but he came for the video game he was doing right then.
He's doing tons of voice acting now, is my understanding.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. I remember someone told me this story. He came back when it was Wing Commander, wasn't it?
Yes, Wing Commander. Thank you.
Yeah, he came back. I mean, that's circa 1990 something. Because I remember playing it in high school. So that's like way long ago. He's due to come back. I mean, no offense to the gentleman, other than doing a lot of voice acting. What else has he been doing lately? Well, I mean, he does a brilliant Joker anime. Oh yeah, he is Mark Hamill. That's true.
Doesn't matter.
No. And that's what my point is that he should be able to cut out some time for us, right? I mean,
right.
I would think he would. I mean,
I
again,
think so.
he's doing a brilliant job. He's been the voice of Joker for the animated series. I think a couple of animated series now. And he's brilliant at it. And also, unfortunately, was I think it was a trickster he played on Flash, the short-lived live-action series. It probably would have, probably before its time, I guess, at this point. But he was also brilliant on that. I mean, he plays a, for being like famously a, and forgive me for saying this, a whiny good guy. He actually plays a bad guy really well. That's just
he does. I mean,
that's my little rant.
Brandy, you go first.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I was just going to say, I'd say it's a really nice change for him. Like you said, he was notoriously the good guy. And so many actors are very, very afraid of being typecast all the time. So, you know he's having fun with that.
Yeah. I mean, and to be such an iconic character, too, as well. I mean, I think even like we talked about at the very beginning, Carrie Fisher did have a fantastic career after Star Wars not being Princess Leia. But Harrison Ford, of course, broke way out of from Han Solo. But I guess it helped that Indiana Jones was around the
right
up shortly after that anyway. So who else? So you've named two thus far.
Palpatine. I think he would be amazing because he played, and a lot of people don't realize this, but when he was younger, he was made up to look older to play the Emperor, and then once he was older, he was made to look younger to play the Senator. That would be amazing. What a story he would have to have been in all of these movies. And I mean, again, with the iconic character that everybody knows and has spoofed at this point, but it's still a very, very scary character. I mean, you have to almost think Voldemort was loosely based on him as well.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, given that, you know, he is the kind of in the shadows dark lord that is, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Well, he's super pale and the force lightning.
Right.
The
big thing over his head
over.
So you can't really see him, right. Yeah.
Lots of parallels there. That could be a panel. We need to talk to Young Adult Lit.
Yep, there you go. Hey, you know, I think you know that person who runs that. Just a little.
You're right. I think I do. And her room was like the size of ours last year. Which is
I think it
very,
is.
Very
oof. There we go. Woo-hoo.
Now, of course, you're going to have to shoot me because, or take away my geek cred card is what I was trying to say, my geek cred card, because it never even occurred to me that it was the same actor, Ian McDermid, is that right? I never realized it was I just didn't realize. I didn't realize that it was the same exact actor. That's pretty freaking cool.
I just think it adds a whole, it's just a different level at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes him cooler, I think.
Let's see.
So if people were looking to find things about all things Star Wars at DragonCon, where would they go?
Well, we've got www.swatdc.com, but really and truly, we're more on Facebook and Twitter right now than we are anywhere else on the web, and you can just search for us, Star Wars at DragonCon, on both of those places.
Okay.
Twitter, we're SWATDC.
So you got Star Wars at DragonCon on Facebook and as well as... what do you call it? As well as Twitter? So it's the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anything else? Do you have any, let me ask you, do you have any tips for any first-time congoers this year? Anybody that's happened to show up that is actually really, maybe someone that's particularly interested in the Star Wars track? Is there something that they should definitely see? And then any other just general tips?
Let's see. I would definitely check out the fan groups and the fan tables. The 501st are just amazing, as are the Rebel Legion, the Mandalorian Mercs. They do so much good and so much charity. They really are just about giving back. They are costumers with a cause, really. So people definitely need to support them and go find them. They'll be around the track as well and in the parade. As for us, we're in the Marriott again this year so far. The must-sees are definitely the authors and then Darth Vader. The New York Jedi, mm-hmm. as we talked about. And then our party has moved.
Oh, okay.
When's your party now?
In the Marriott. We got an even bigger room, and we're so excited because people waited in line 4 hours before the start of the party, and then 4 hours into the party, they were still waiting in line to get in. And that party went until about 5 o'clock in the morning when we had to just kick people out. So it was kind of epic. We will be in the Sheraton Capitol Ballroom on Saturday night at 10 p.m. And it should be at
Sheraton, Saturday night, 10 p.m.
Capitol Ballroom.
Capitol Ballroom.
Well, I mean, we only
win really, really big ballroom.
Yeah, we honestly party like it's the end of the world. We've got a great DJ that comes in from Virginia, DJ John Ari, and he plays a little bit of everything, house, rock, mashups, dancing music, even some Star Wars dance music. So it's pretty fun. Dubstep, literally everything. So, and he takes requests on the spot as well. So it's really, it's a party, and it's one of the only dancing parties at Dragon Con.
I did want to ask you one quick question. The was there a dress up requirement for that?
No. Wear whatever you want to. The younglings should leave around midnight. Younglings can come for a little while.
John, I do. There is a dress requirement for you. You have to wear Danishes on your head.
Awesome.
That, you know, that would get you to the front of the line.
That'd be awesome.
For sure. It might get a little hot and sticky, though.
Should it be only Danishes, by the way? Only Danishes on my head and then nothing else? Do Danishes constitute
costume? You probably need a white sheet around you.
So Danishes do not themselves constitute a costume?
No, not by themselves. I am sure the APD would not be happy about that one.
They might cite you for that.
I don't know. I've seen some of the costumes.
But if you put the white sheet around you with the Danishes, then you'd be okay.
Okay,
you know, this is giving me an idea. Maybe the last party on Alderaan needs to start having a theme. Maybe a luau one year, maybe a toga party one year. I think we could go into the next dimension with this.
That sounds awesome.
We're on our way.
Now, I did go over to the SWATDC, SWATDC, and did see that there's a posting up here from actually last year, sorry, for registering for Lightspeed Dating. Is there going to be another location to register again this year in advance, or is that
We're working on it right now. Of right now, it's not active, but we hope to have an online registration by the time we get to DragonCon.
Okay.
We will also have at least 8 laptops for people to register on as we get there. That will also aid in getting people in and then getting those the information sent out afterwards.
All right, and so again,
I may have missed this. How many people did you say? Is it going to be how many men, how many women? Or how many?
75 of each.
75? Wow.
So, but they can keep an eye basically on the your Twitter account or the Facebook, and information will be posted there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yay!
All right. Well, I guess that's it. I guess that's all we have for today. Again, thank you for joining us once again. Been awesome, Brandy, and we really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for everything. It's always so much fun.
And I'd like to say it again. I know I've said it 100 times, but 100 times is still not enough. thank you so much for the work that you guys do and putting on the convention that you put on, and the Star Wars track especially, and thank your staff for us, because really, without you guys, there is no Dragon Con, and there is no there's no Star Wars track for sure. So we really do appreciate
it. And that would make us as a sad.
Mm-hmm. And so when Mark Hamill's announced the day before Dragon Con, you know,
we'll be praying for you to swap that schedule around right there. Yeah.
And then Mark, and then right after that, I said Mark Hamill, right? I did say Mark Hamill, right?
Yes, you did. You did say Mark Hamill at first.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay. You know who I mean. Anyway, I've been drinking. What do you want from me?
I don't know. It's Friday somewhere. Oh, wait. It's Friday. It is Friday.
And it's after Friday.
At least it is in our area right now. So, yeah, where all of us are.
All right. Until next time, this is John for Brandy and for Lee saying, until next time, peace. And watch out for that big moon. That's no moon.
Bye. That's no moon.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.